Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tech While You Trek. Today, I'm going to be talking data visualization with Heather Bradbury and Xupeng Han. Hello, how are y'all doing?
Hi, good, thanks.
Doing good.
Do me a favor, introduce yourselves, talk a little bit about how you got to the firm, what your role is, and how long you've been here.
My name's Heather Bradbury. I've been with the firm about 10 months in the controller operations data and analytics team. And I came from the academic world. I ran a graduate program in information visualization.
My name is Xupeng Han. I'm the senior manager over the machine learning team in CO Finance. Me and Heather are both sit under the data analytics COE. And I have been with the firm for 6 years now.
So how does data and human-centered design shape your approach when it comes to data visualization? I was kind of hoping you could walk us through the process of how you are using human-centered design with data analysis to tell a good data story.
I think there is a very important element that I share between the human-centered design and the machine learning work my team do. That is, you need to have a problem statement, which is similar with the hypothesis that in the machine learning world. This is really the guiding star that tells you who is your audience are and what they're trying to achieve and why they're doing that, what's their motivation. That really helps you determine what you need to do to tell a story.
Sometimes it starts with the human. Sometimes a problem statement starts with, I've got a problem and let me find data for it. And sometimes it starts the other way. It starts with the data where you're looking at things and digging into data and you see something within the data that you think could help or has a human application. So it's a little bit of you're massaging things different ways, but ultimately you're intermingling the data with the human interaction of it. And then that becomes the story. That becomes the communication piece that you're trying to develop.
So data visualization isn't just about the data then, is it?
No, not at all. Actually, data is an important element, but so is the audience. So is what you're trying to tell them or ask them to do or get them to take action on. You're wrapping things around each other so that it does start becoming a story and it becomes something that has a flow and has a little more structure to it. And in some part of it, data is there, but you also have what's the human desire, drive, or need, and what is the communication that you're trying to convey.
I think visualization is the media of the storytelling, and the data is kind of the backbone of it. It's the fact of the story. But really knowing who is your audience and how they like to take on the message, that is the path from getting to the message you want to deliver to the actual end user.
So then explain to me why it's so important to have a diverse group of people on a team to tell a data story.
Having a cross-functional team is really important because everybody has a different perspective and a different approach to the data and the problem statement. So you're getting different opinions, you're getting different input so that you're really exploring all the different avenues of what the data and the story could be. The best team is a cross-functional team that can have a lot of really rich conversations around what's the problem that you're trying to solve.
If you find yourself using a lot of yes and in the conversation, your idea will become broader and you'll have more ideas. However, if you're on the other way, if you're using a lot of yes but, then you will realize that the conversation become narrower because you're poking holes in the system. So that sometimes kind of reflecting the different roles or different jobs we do on a team as a cross-functional team. A lot of times the SME or the business stakeholder and also like the UX team, a lot of times stand in front of that kind of representative of the yes and kind of a side. But then your development team is sometimes standing on the yes but side. So if you have an idea coming from the UX or the stakeholder, because the development team needs to be the person to implement it. So they tend to say a lot of yes, but have you thought about this? So really combine both sides of the ideas together really give you a really good solution and a robust solution going forward.
How can people find out more about any of this, about data visualization, about some of these practices, some of these tools? Where can they go to explore more?
There's so much out there. Some of my favorite people to pay attention to are Alberto Cairo, Andy Kirk, Cole Nussbaumer, Manuel Lima, Georgia Loopy, John Schwabish, they all have blogs out there. They're all out there practicing in different ways, and they're really inspiring.
I really, really appreciate y'all taking the time to join me, Heather Bradbury and Shupong Han. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for having us.
This has been another episode of Tech While You Trek. I have been your host, Adam, and we will talk to you next time.
This podcast is brought to you by PwC, all rights reserved. PwC refers to the U.S. member firm or one of its subsidiaries or affiliates, and may sometimes refer to the PwC network. Each member firm is a separate legal entity. Please see www.pwc.com/structure for further details. This podcast is for general information purposes only and should not be used as a substitute for consultation with professional advisors.